This is Jeff Gardner, and I want to thank you very much for being on tonight's teleseminar. On tonight's call, I'm going to be talking about how you can get free advertising to start marketing your products, your offers, and your websites. Through free advertising, you're going to be able to get a huge amount of traffic to your website. You're going to be able to build up a larger mailing list. You're going to be able to get more customers, make more sales, and get more profits. Now, I know those are all big claims, big promises, but by the time this call is over, you're going to understand not only how you can do it, but also you're going to see some of the results from the free advertising that I've gotten as well as proof that it really can work for you. One thing that I'd like to point out before I jump in, because I do want to get into this information as quickly as possible, is that if you will listen to the entire teleseminar tonight, at the very end, I'm going to show you exactly how you can get the free transcripts to this call. So even though you're listening to me live tonight, you can actually get the printed transcripts of this call once I have it transcribed free of charge. And I'll give you the instructions on how you can get those free transcripts if you listen to the entire call. I'll give those instructions at the very end of the call. So let's jump in right now and let's talk about free advertising. And I'll give you just a brief description of what free advertising is. Free advertising is basically advertising that's free. It doesn't cost you anything. Now, I know that might sound a little bit crazy because very few magazines, very few websites, very few direct mail companies are willing to advertise your products, your offers, or your websites free of charge. But there are some methods that I've discovered over the years that can get you advertising at absolutely no cost. And it's the same type of advertising that you would normally get if you paid for it. Talking about paid advertising in magazines, through direct mail, online, through email, all sorts of different ways, but instead of paying for it, you can actually get it free. Now, of course, you do have to use some strategies to get it free, and I'll talk about some of those here in just a moment. But let me talk about the first point that I want to make tonight, and that is, whenever I'm talking to any client that is interested in getting free advertising, one of the very first things I will do is I will look at the marketing they're doing right now. I'll look at their websites. I'll look at their products. I'll look at their newsletters. I'll look at anything and everything they're doing right now. And I will go through and I will find the free advertising that they already have available right now. You see, in most cases, people already have free advertising, free marketing available in their own companies and on their own websites, and they don't even have to go out and find it from other companies just yet. And one of the things I want you to write down is this idea that you already have some sort of free advertising available for yourself right now that you can claim. You don't have to go out to magazines. You don't have to go out to websites. You don't have to go out to e-zines or all these other companies just yet. There's actually free advertising that you already claim. Now, let me explain that in a little bit more detail so you can fully understand that. Here's some free advertising that most people don't take advantage of that they already have available. If you're hosting a website, there's something known as a 404 error page. Now, if somebody goes to your website and you used to have a page on your website with some information, but maybe you deleted that page a while ago, maybe a long time ago, well, if somebody goes through a link to that page that no longer exists, they're going to come to a page on your server that is called a 404 error page. And basically, that page is just generated by the server, and it says, I'm sorry, this page no longer exists. And on different server, it looks different ways, but basically that's the message. It says 404 error page, you know, I'm sorry this page no longer exists. Well, did you know that's free advertising for you? Because anytime somebody goes to a page on your website that no longer exists, or maybe they type in a page that they thought might exist, you know, they're trying to look at your back office stuff or different pages on your site, maybe they're trying to find a thank you page or a confirmation page for a product you're selling, well, they're going to be taken to the 404 error page. What most people don't realize is that you can actually customize that 404 error page. So instead of it just creating a blank page that says, well, I'm sorry, but the page that you desperately wanted is no longer here, well, instead you can actually have a specific message on that page that still tells them that that page is no longer there, but it can say, hey, while you're here, how about checking out these products that we now offer? Or, hey, since you came to this special page, why don't you take advantage of this special deal we're having right now just because you landed on this page? This error page automatically is shown to people who go to a page on your site that either no longer exists or they felt existed simply isn't there. And that's 100% free advertising. Now, I'm not suggesting that this is your entire marketing strategy. But what I'm suggesting is that a certain number of people every week, every month, and every year are going to be seeing that 404 error page on your website. It makes a lot more sense to contact the company that's hosting your server and find out how you can customize that page and actually advertise your products on that page so people coming to your website aren't frustrated. They're actually able to link back to products in your website, link to a blog, link to other offers, link to something that is going to get you a lead or going to make you the sale instead of just a generic, I'm sorry, this page no longer exists page. And that's just one method of free advertising that's already available if you're hosting a website on the Internet. There's a lot of other different ways to get free advertising from what you're already doing. If you have an autoresponder where people can come to your website and they can opt in, one of the very first things that people do when they opt into that autoresponder is they get a confirmation email or a thank you email. Thank you for opting in to my email program. And in most cases when I see these, they're very short. You know, it just says, thank you for opting in, you know, watch your email for our next great message, bye-bye, and that's it. And what I always want to tell people to do is, no, you are wasting free advertising space. What you need to be doing is, in that email, don't just thank them for signing up. You also want to give them an offer. You want to give them a special offer, a special one-time offer, a link to a product on your website. Maybe you want to promote your affiliate program. Say, well, since you opted in for this, maybe you'd be interested in promoting our products. But that is free advertising space for you. If somebody buys a product on your website through your shopping cart, well, in most cases, a shopping cart sends out a receipt. Most receipts, I'd say 90% of the receipts that I receive when I buy products on the Internet are very generic. It gives my contact information, and it simply says, thank you for placing your order. Well, these receipt emails are a great place to do additional advertising because somebody who has already purchased from you may want to purchase something else. So at the same time, say, well, hey, you know, thank you for ordering, but while you're interested in my products or at my website, maybe you'd be interested in this offer or make them a special offer or tell them about your affiliate program. Confirmation emails are a great way to generate additional traffic back to your website from someone who's just proven that they're a great buyer. Market to them immediately when they get that receipt. If you have a website where you sell a downloadable product and you have a download page or a thank you page, one of the biggest wastes of space I've ever seen is where people don't advertise on that page. Certainly, you want to let people know that you're thankful that they bought something, that you want to include the download link to that product, but then at the bottom of that page, you want to give links to other products. In the past, I've included reviews for products that I highly recommended that I was an affiliate for. I've included links back to products that I sell. There's a lot of different ways that you can promote other people's or your own products on your thank you page. But if you're not doing it, that's free advertising that is there and it's available. And somebody who has already purchased a product, well, they may be in a buying mode, already on the Internet looking for various products and services. If you can advertise related products or services to something they just purchased on that thank you page, you have a very high probability of making an additional sale. And again, that's advertising space that costs you absolutely nothing. It's something that you already own. Again, back to websites. I know I'm being very website-centric right now. I'll talk about a way to advertise offline here in just a second. But if you've got non-sales web pages on your site where you've got a blog maybe, You've got a how to contact us page, an about us page, any page where you're just giving information and you're not selling. Again, those are great places to advertise. Include a simple banner to one of your specific products or mention a specific product. But make sure that every single page on your website is being utilized for advertising. Now, I'm not suggesting that you create big banner farms on your site. You know, you don't want 14 banners on your About Us page. But there are ways to do it where you can actually utilize those pages to direct people back to your products, back to your opt-in pages and your squeeze pages, back to some sort of an offer that you're capturing their information and you're selling a product or making a special offer. And so one of the things that I recommend that people do, especially if they're marketing on the Internet, is to create a list of all the places, all the media that they have available to them, whether it's receipt emails, confirmation emails, thank you pages, non-selling pages on their websites, autoresponders, whatever contact they're having with their customers, and look at all those places where they're not already advertising opt-ins or offers or products, and then start advertising on those places. Now, if you are selling a physical product, well, one of the things that really baffles me is why people don't drop in other offers with the physical products they're mailing out. For example, if you're mailing out a course, an audio CD package, anything physically to a customer, well, a sales letter for your next product should automatically be inserted into that outgoing product, because you're already paying the shipping and handling to send that product out to your customer. You might as well let the next offer ride along free of charge with that product. You know, if they have the experience, the great experience that you want them to have of getting your product, being excited about getting it, and they really do enjoy it, you really do give good quality and high value, then they're going to be more inclined to buy that next product for you. Instead of waiting for a week or 2 weeks or a month later to pay out of your own pocket to mail them that next letter, include it as a free insert. It gets shipped at no extra cost, and even the cost of printing the sales letter and order form can be enveloped in the shipping and handling charge, so that really the sales letter, the offer itself, gets printed and sent along free of charge. So again, just look at all the different ways that you are coming in contact with your customers right now, whether it's online, through your website, through your blogs, through your emails, whether it's offline, through your products, through other mailings that you're doing, and just see if there aren't additional ways that you can advertise what you're already offering to your customers, to your visitors, to the people who are coming in contact with you every single day. Because I guarantee I could go to anybody's website, look at anybody's marketing, anybody's products, and I can find ways that we can maximize the advertising that they're getting, that they already have available to them. So again, make that list, find out where you're kind of falling short in terms of cross-promoting your other products and offers, and then start to maximize that marketing. I think if you start to do that, you're going to get a lot more, you know, money and a lot more visits and opt-ins out of the traffic and the business that you're already doing. So that's really how you can claim the valuable free advertising you already have available to you 10 minutes after this teleseminar is over. And that's one of the things I'd really like you to do is, after this is over, make that list and start to implement it immediately, because in the next week you can have more free advertising in the media that you already own than, you know, most people have on their own websites. And you really need to maximize what you've got already. And, of course, there's lots of other ways to do it as well. Signature files in your own emails, super easy. You can do that in the next 3 minutes through almost any email system. In fact, even if you use Gmail, which is Google's email account, they even have the ability for you to go into your Gmail account and create a signature file that goes out at the bottom of every single email that you send. And you can advertise your company website, your blog, your products, special offers, anything you want, in that signature file of that email. So anyway, that's just an additional method. But again, there's tons of different ways. Just brainstorm as many ways as possible, and you'll be on your way for maximizing the marketing you're already doing. Okay, let's move on. Let's talk about one simple three-letter word that took me from $0 to $10,000 a month with no advertising costs. And I'll give you the word, and then I'll tell you a story that really shows you how I put this into action. The one simple three-letter word is ASK, A-S-K, ASK. And let me tell you exactly how that works. Whenever I'm looking at different media, whether it's magazines, books, direct mail, websites, e-zines, whatever it is, I'm always looking for different opportunities to get free advertising, really to market my products and services at no cost to me. And so anytime I see an opportunity to get free advertising, I always ask. Now, does that always mean that I get free advertising? No, absolutely not. In fact, in many cases, I don't get any free advertising. But you know what? One of the things that I've discovered over time is it costs absolutely nothing to ask. And what I've also discovered over time is that the more you ask, the more opportunities you get to get free advertising. And let me give you an example of exactly how this has worked in my favor just one time. It's worked in my favor many, many times, but let me give you a very dramatic example. A while ago, I was looking to advertise a product that I was selling for $97. And what the product was really doesn't matter. I just want to let you know the price. It was an information product, and it sold for $97. And I was desperate to find some free advertising because this was quite a while ago, and I didn't really have a lot of money to advertise this product. And so I looked around, and I found a book, a directory of a lot of different companies that offered a similar type of information product as the one that I was selling. And I got this book. I actually bought this book. I think it cost maybe $15, $20. And I got this book, and I noticed that there were just literally dozens and dozens and dozens of companies listed in this book, which it was actually a directory. And they all had a little bit of information about the company name, the company mailing address, and in some cases it had a phone number and a fax number, but not in all cases. And so I thought to myself, okay, if all of these people are getting advertising in this book, I wonder if I can get advertising in this book as well. You know, I didn't know if they'd paid for their listing in that book. I didn't know if it was free of charge. But, you know, I wanted to assume it was free of charge, so here's what I did. Inside the book, there was the publisher's information. And so I wrote the publisher a quick letter that said, hey, I just bought a copy of your great book. I noticed you have a lot of companies in there listed that offer a similar product to the product that I'm selling right now. Would it be possible to get a free listing in the next edition of your book? And I included the listing that I wanted, already assuming that I would get it, because if I waited for them to write me back and then have to send them the information, you know, that would take too much time. So I figured it didn't hurt to already include the listing, and I included my mailing address. Now, at the time, I was so early on in the business that I didn't have a phone number I felt comfortable giving out or a fax number I felt comfortable giving out. It was before the Internet, so I just included my company name and my mailing address and a little bit of information about my company and my offer. And then I sent it off to the publisher of this book. Well, the publisher actually wrote me back and said, you know, thank you very much for submitting your information. We publish this book once every 6 months. We update it. And when we update it, I'm going to include your company's listing in the book. Now, that was great news for me because, number one, it was free of charge. But, number two, the people who bought that book are better buyers than somebody who might, you know, just pick up a magazine at a bookstore. Now, someone who picks up a magazine at a bookstore may only pay $2, $3, $4, $5 for that magazine. But people who buy this book are better buyers. They're more qualified buyers because they've spent $15 or $20 to buy this book. So I knew that I'd get free advertising in front of people who are actual buyers, and I just got it by asking, by being aware of where other people were getting free advertising, and by seeing those listings, thinking, okay, well, maybe I can ask, and get my listing in that book as well. And so, sure enough, I asked, and I got the free listing in that book. And I got a little bit of results from that listing in that book. Every single week, week after week, after that book was published with my information in it, I would get leads, people contacting me, mailing letters to my address, asking me for information about my product. And then I would send them back the sales letter, and they would send me back checks with $97. And, you know, I was making a little bit of money. Not a whole bunch of money, but a little bit of money. Much, much more than I had made off of most of my paid advertising. And the best thing about it was this advertising didn't cost me anything. So every $97 check or money order I got in the mail was found money to me because I was getting it through 100% free advertising. Now, here's the exciting part about this story. Unbeknownst to me, there was an infomercial marketer who was filming a new infomercial, and he was putting together his own product. He was putting together a book he was going to be selling on TV, and he was also putting together a directory of companies. Well, in his research, he found this directory that my company and a lot of other people were in, and he pulled some of that information out of that directory and put it in his own directory. Well, I didn't know any of this. So what happened is I was getting a few letters in the mail every single week requesting my information, and all of a sudden I started to get dozens. And then I started to get hundreds. And after a while, I started to get thousands. And they were all mentioning this one infomercial marketer. Well, I'd never known his name. I hadn't seen his infomercial at the time, so I was, you know, very happy to be getting all this response, but I had no clue where all this response was coming from. So after doing a little bit of investigation, I figured it out. I figured out that he had borrowed my listing from this other product, put it into his product, and he was selling 30,000 copies of his course with my name, my mailing address, and my product information in it every single month. So my free ad had been taken out of this one directory, put in his directory, and he was selling 30,000 copies of it every single month, month after month after month. And this went on for many, many years. And the great thing about it was I went from making a little bit of money to making a lot of money. I mean, very quickly, I was making $1,000 a month, then $2,500 a month, then $5,000, then $10,000, $12,000 a month. It kept going and going and going. And it was all thanks because of this one tiny little free ad in this directory that was being sold on TV by this infomercial marketer. And now remember, how did I get that? Did I ask for it? No, absolutely not. It's because I found one other place to ask for free advertising, and then it was pulled out automatically without me even knowing it. Now you might say, okay, Jeff, that was lucky, you know. How am I ever supposed to duplicate that? Well, let me tell you, I believe you can duplicate that, and here's why I know. Because at the exact same time that that infomercial was running, there was another infomercial running selling a similar type of a product to the one that my company was listed in. And wouldn't you know it, I did some research and I found that this other infomercial marketer, I'll call him infomercial marketer number two, he had a directory in his product package that he was selling a pile of that also had the names, addresses, and product information of other companies selling products similar to my product. Well, I thought, okay, you know, the first time was a fluke, but let's see if I can actually plan it. Let's see if I can actually get a hold of their company and ask for my company and my product to be listed in the next updated edition of their directory. So I called up their number. I got their number off the infomercial, called it up, bought their product, got the product in the mail, and I got the contact information of the company from inside the product. Then I sent them a letter saying, you know, I notice you've got this directory of companies selling similar products to mine. Here's information about my product. Here's my company name. Here's my mailing address. Please include my company in the next updated edition of your directory. And you know what? It worked. They did it. The next updated edition of the directory, my company was listed. And all of a sudden, I started getting a lot of leads from them as well. So I basically doubled the amount of leads I was getting in. And at the time, I was working all by myself. And literally, I would go to the mailbox. It would be stuffed overflowing with letters, just all these letters asking for information about my product, as well as letters stuffed with these $97 checks. And in some cases, there were so many, I would actually have to go to the post office where they would have them in a big plastic tub that I would then drag home. I mean, I was so overwhelmed. It was, believe me, it was a great overwhelm because I went from making, you know, a couple $100 a month to making literally tens of thousands of dollars a month through this free advertising method. Now, just as an aside, here's something else that happened that was a little bit interesting during this whole process. I was so happy because infomercial marketer number one, his name was Brad, I was so happy that he included my company's information in his directory. I faxed a letter to his company saying, you know, thank you very much. Your course has had a phenomenal impact on my life. You know, it's helped me make, you know, tens of thousands of dollars every single month, and it's really changed my life. So I was on January 1st, I can't exactly remember the year, but it was on, I do remember the day. It was on January 1st, New Year's Day, and I get a call from the infomercial marketer, from Brad himself. And he calls me up and he says, we got your fax. We're very excited about your testimonial. We'd love to fly you out to Orlando to have you videotaped as a testimonial for our next infomercial. Well, I was excited. That had never happened to me before. They FedExed plane tickets for me to fly to Orlando. They put me up in a beautiful hotel. And I remember the next morning, they were to come pick me up at the hotel. They picked me up at the hotel in this very expensive car, and we're driving to the place where they're going to shoot the infomercial in Orlando, Florida. And there's another gentleman in the car who's also going to be videoed for this for the testimonial for the infomercial. And they're talking, Brad and his business partner talking back and forth with this other gentleman who's going to be on the infomercial, asking him, you know, when he bought the course and how successful he was with it, and just kind of, you know, shooting the breeze. And then the conversation turns to me, and they say, oh, you know, we're so glad to have you here. You know, tell us a little bit more about your experience with the course. When did you buy the course? And I said, I never bought the course. And it got very quiet in the car. And they said, you never bought it? And I said, no, I never bought it. And they said, okay, well, what are you doing in the car? You know, I thought you sent us a testimonial. And I said, oh, yeah, I did. I sent you a testimonial because you actually published my company's information, my product information, in your directory, and then you sold a ton of them. So your directory just literally made me tons of money with free advertising. And so they said, okay, well, you know, I don't know if we can really include you in the infomercial. You know, let's see what we can do. So they talked to each other, and they said, okay, look, here's what we're going to do. We already flew you out of here. We already put you in a hotel, and our course really did make you money. You know, you certainly didn't read it, but it has made you money. So we're going to have you filmed for the infomercial, and just make sure that you say that my course made you, you know, X amount of dollars, tens of thousands of dollars a month. And you know, that'll be true because it has actually made you that amount of money, just not the normal way where you actually buy it and read it and put it into action. And so I was actually on an infomercial for a number of years. I think it was called Secrets to Creating Wealth, and it sold an information package on how to make money from home. And I was on that infomercial for a number of years. It's funny because at the time, I was actually living in a beat-up mobile home in the middle of, basically in the middle of nowhere, Kansas. And on the infomercial, I was actually filmed in a beautiful multi-million-dollar home in Orlando, Florida. And when the infomercial started running, my relatives who knew where I was living would call me up on the phone and they'd say, "What in the world happened to you?" Well, the good thing is I was ultimately able, through those free advertising profits, able to move out of that house and to buy my first home. And that's really one of the key things that I want to stress to you, is that free advertising can have a huge impact on the amount of money that you make. But you have to keep your eyes open for opportunities to get that free advertising. You know, I saw the opportunity to get free advertising in that book. In that very first book, and by asking, I was able to get free advertising, which ultimately blossomed to something even bigger. And then by looking at other opportunities, I was able to get my ad into another infomercial product. And so what I recommend that you do is always keep your eyes open for where others are getting free advertising. It's what I call the follow the leader strategy. Follow the leader. Look for where other people are already getting free advertising. It might be in books. If you look in a book and you see that there are resources in the back of a book, well, why shouldn't you be there? You know, if it's a book that the readers of it would be interested in your product, service, website, offering, whatever, well, there's no reason that you shouldn't be in that book as well. The only reason that you're not there is because the creator of that book didn't know about your company. Well, let them know about your company. Contact the publisher and let them know about your company. Yes, you may not get included, but it doesn't cost you anything to ask. And if you do get included, that's free advertising that can have a big impact on your income. So always keep your eyes open for where you can get free advertising. It can be in magazines. It can be on websites. It can be in e-zines. It can be in blogs. It can be inside products, inside books, inside DVDs and audio programs. Anywhere where your product can be mentioned or where your offer or website can be mentioned, ask for free advertising. And specifically, look for places where other people have already gotten free advertising. That's called the follow the leader strategy. Now, there's another strategy as well. It's called the pioneer strategy. And that's where you become the first person to get free advertising. Because maybe you see a product, a book, a directory, something like that, where you say to yourself, you know, if I could get free advertising in this publication, you know, it might really be of a benefit to the people who are buying that product or those audio CDs or those DVDs or that course or that toolkit or that membership site or whatever it is. So don't be afraid to be the first person to get free advertising in a book, a product, a website, a blog, an e-zine, or wherever. Simply ask. You know, anytime you see that opportunity, ask. And just consistently ask. One of the things I'd like you to get into the habit of doing is scheduling time every single day for at least 15 to 30 minutes a day to ask for free advertising. And yes, you're going to have to do a little bit of searching. It might mean going to your local bookstore. It might mean, you know, searching the internet. It might mean looking at e-zines. It might mean signing up for e-zines to do some research. But keep your eyes open for places where you can get free advertising and just ask, ask, ask. And every day, if you spend a little bit of time asking for free advertising, you're going to discover that you're going to start getting free advertising. And it may be small. I mean, you may get a small listing in a directory or a book, and it may only make you a couple $100 or a couple $1,000 a month. But like I showed you before, that can branch into something even larger. You never know where your next bit of free advertising is going to come from. I've had opportunities where I've, you know, gotten a little bit of free advertising in a magazine or in a book, and someone will call me with an additional opportunity for free advertising. They'll want to interview me for a product, and they're going to let me include information about my products or my website during that interview. Or they're going to ask me to give a chapter for a particular product, and they're going to include a link back or information back about my product, services, or website. So any free advertising you do can actually generate even more free advertising for you. So just consistently ask, ask, ask for free advertising, and you'll discover you can get a lot more than you ever thought you could get. In fact, that's really one of the key things that I want to get across, because a lot of my students that have gotten free advertising over the years, I think the one biggest thing that they realized over time is that the key way to get free advertising is just to ask for it. You know, I can give you a lot of strategies for different places to go get it, but really the key is just to ask for it. You know, just when you see it, ask for it, and sooner or later you're going to start getting it. And any free advertising you get is no-cost marketing that can generate more leads, more traffic, and more sales, and that's more money in your pocket. All right, so with that, let's move on, and let me talk about a powerful strategy that cost me zero. And again, all my strategies cost me zero, but this strategy made me $440,000 in 8 weeks and added 1,100 new buyers to my mailing list. Are you ready for this one? Okay. Strap yourself in, because this is a really exciting one. This strategy is leveraging other people's resources. It's really the strategy of leverage, because there are other people out there, other companies, other individuals, other experts and gurus who have blocks of time, they've got a lot of money, they've got staff, they've got huge mailing lists, they've got all these resources that you can actually leverage yourself to make a lot of money at absolutely no cost to you. And again, this comes back to this idea of asking, because I know that there are a lot of people out there that have the opportunity to leverage the time, the money, the mailing list, the employees of other companies, but they never do it and they never benefit from leverage because they simply don't ask. Now, one of the most powerful ways to get free advertising through this leverage strategy is through, there's a lot of different ways, affiliate programs, integrated marketing, endorsements, but one of the most powerful ways is through joint venture marketing. Now, joint ventures are truly one of the best ways to get free advertising. I mean, truly, let me just walk you through an example, because if you haven't done joint ventures, first of all, you need to start doing them. And if you are doing joint ventures, hey, guess what? You need to do more of them. Because no matter who I talk to that is doing joint ventures, there's one thing that I always notice: they're never maximizing the number of joint ventures they could be doing. Okay? So let's talk about, first of all, what is a joint venture? Just in case you don't know, let's talk about what a joint venture is. A joint venture is where one party has a mailing list and another party has a product, and they decide to do a joint venture where the company that has the mailing list agrees to mail the information about the other person's product to their list, and they're going to share in the profits, because each person brings something to the table. The one person brings the mailing list and the other person brings the product, and they're both going to profit. That's what's normally known as a joint venture. So let me talk about a joint venture that I did to really explain the power of this no-cost marketing method. A number of years ago, I had a $1,000 product that I had mailed to my own list. I already had a list of, not a huge list. I think it was a couple hundred people, less than 300 people. And I'd mailed this $1,000 offer to my list, and it had done phenomenally well. But, after you mail 300 people, unless you're, adding a whole bunch of people onto your list all the time, you're not making a whole bunch of money. So I had these 300 people. I was selling this $1,000 product to them, and I thought, okay, well, I've kind of run out of people on my own list. I think the best thing for me to do right now would be to do a joint venture with another company that has similar customers but has a much larger number of customers that they can mail it to. So I did a little bit of research, and no matter what market you're in, you probably should already know who your competition is. Now, I don't normally think of the people I'm doing joint ventures with as my competition, because we're not selling identical products. We may be selling similar products, but that doesn't always mean that we can't work together. I mean, for example, people who go to Weight Watchers, they've probably tried Jenny Craig. The people who've tried Jenny Craig have probably tried Weight Watchers, and they've probably all tried all sorts of different weight loss books. So I know there's a lot of crossover from customers. I don't think, the Weight Watchers people are only keeping their customers, and the Jenny Craig people are only keeping their customers. There's a lot of crossover. So in my own market, I realized, well, there's a lot of crossover. So, yeah, I do know who the competition is, but I'm always looking to joint venture with my competition. So what I did was I already knew who the people in my market were who were selling similar products, and there was one particular company that I really wanted to do a joint venture with. And the reason was is they had a very large, very dynamic buyer list. And so here's what I did. I took my product sales letter, and I created a cover letter, and on the cover letter it basically just asked for a joint venture. I said, I've got a $1,000 product. I've mailed it to my own list. The response was this. It did very well, and I'd love to do a joint venture with you. If you'd like, if you look it over and it looks interesting and you'd like to do a joint venture with me, please contact me back. Here's all my contact information. Well, I sent it off to the company. They looked it over. I think it took a week or 2 weeks. Looked it over. They contacted me back, and they said, we would absolutely like to do a joint venture with you. We've got 20,000 people on our A list of names. These are our best of the best buyers. What we'd like to do is mail your offer out to our 20,000 best names. Would you agree to that? Well, let's see. I had to think about it for about a second, and then I said, of course I'd agree to that. And here were the terms of the deal. The terms of the deal was this. It was a $1,000 product. And let me tell you right now, my cost to fulfill that product was very inexpensive. It was very low. I mean, it was under $50. I'll just tell you that. It was very low for this $1,000 product. A lot of it was a service, but some of it was digital, some of it was online. There's a lot of different parts to it. But it really, you know, actual physical cost to me, it was about $50 to fulfill on this $1,000 product. So I had a very high profit margin built in. So they said, okay, well, this is what we're going to do. We're going to do a 60-40 split. We're going to take 60% of every $1,000 sale, and we're going to send you 40% of every $1,000 sale. So they got $600, I got $400, and we're going to do all the marketing. The reason we're taking the 60% is because we're going to put up all of our own money to print and mail your sales letter to our 20,000 best customers. Now, I was more than happy to do a 60-40 split instead of what would normally be a 50-50 split. Number one, I had such a high profit margin that even making 40% of $1,000, you know, I was going to do very, very well. Number two, though, I was thrilled to pieces that they were going to mail this offer to their best list on their own dime, because it was not a cheap offer to mail. Let me just tell you that there were two things that made this mailing piece very expensive to mail. First of all, I had a very unique plastic envelope that I believe cost 50 cents to a dollar per envelope. It was plastic. It had a security seal. It was actually originally used for banks, but I repurposed it and used it as a mailing envelope. It did very well. It got people to open it and got a very high response. So that was the first thing. They had to buy a huge number of these plastic envelopes at a very high cost. So I was very happy that they were doing that on their own cost. The second part of it that made it very expensive was I had a crisp new $1 bill glued to the top of every single sales letter. That's another reason why I got a very good response. When people opened it up and they saw that brand new $1 bill, they wanted to read the rest of the letter. Well, when you're mailing out 20,000 letters to your best customers, just that $1 bill alone meant that they were paying out of pocket $20,000 just for that $1 bill. That doesn't count the cost of printing the sales letter, buying the envelopes, or paying for the postage to mail this out to their own list. They were taking on a huge amount of risk and paying a large amount of money to mail my offer to their list. Now, what was it costing me? Zero. I gave up a little bit of profit per sale. Instead of doing a 50-50 split, I gave them 60 and I only took 40. But again, I had absolutely no risk on my part. If they didn't make a single sale, they were out all of that money, and I had absolutely no risk. I was out nothing. And it was costing me absolutely nothing to get my offer into the hands of 20,000 buyers. Well, let me tell you what happened. They mailed that offer out to 20,000 of their best buyers, and they sold in 8 weeks, in just 2 months, they sold 1,100 copies of my product. Now, if you can do the math very quickly in your head, that's $1.1 million in sales from my product. So yes, they made their money back on the mailing, even though it was a high amount to mail that out. They also made a good amount of money. They made $660,000 from that offer, and they sent me checks totaling $440,000 in just 8 weeks. $440,000 in just 2 months with no money out of my own pocket for the mailing and no risk on my own part either. Plus, on top of that, They also had to send those new customer names to me so I could fulfill on all those orders. So now I had the best of their primo list on my list. I had 1,100 brand new buyers on my list that I could then go back and sell additional products. And believe me, I did over time go back to them and sell more products. So probably the $440,000 ultimately turned into $750,000 or maybe even $1 million in total sales from the original $440,000 and all the additional sales I made to those 1,100 new buyers. That is the power of joint ventures. And again, that's just one of many no-cost marketing strategies. But you can do those again and again and again and again. If you've got a hot product that the people in your market, marketers in your market, want to sell to other people, please make a list of those people and contact them for joint ventures. I'm always doing joint ventures, and I'm always looking for opportunities to do more and more and more joint ventures. In fact, right now I've got two joint ventures going on. I've got one gentleman who's paying, again, all out of his own pocket to mail out a lead-generating letter to his best list. As those leads come back in, he's then sending him out the full sales letter, again, for a $1,000 product, which, again, is a 60-40 split. And in most cases, if they want to take the risk of printing and mailing the offer, I'll go ahead and do the 60-40 split because my profit margins are usually so high that I've got more than enough profit built in there to cover my cost of the actual product, and then, you know, a lot of additional profit to go into my bank account for, paying bills and retirement and all that good stuff. So one of the things I would recommend that you do right now is create a list of all the people in your market, all the companies selling similar products, or even people who are selling to your same customers but may not be selling similar products that you can do a joint venture with, and immediately contact them with information about your product and letting them know you'd like to do a joint venture. And right there, you can start generating a lot of additional income as well as building up your list of buyers very quickly at absolutely no cost to you. Now, I've got a little bit more time, so let me give you kind of an advanced tip. Are you ready for this? This is an advanced tip. A lot of joint ventures are done one time, meaning you take your product to a joint venture partner, somebody with a list, and you ask them to do that joint venture, and they either agree or don't agree. But if they agree to do it, they're going to mail it out to their list one time, right? It's a big blast out to their list, and you get a lot of money back very quickly, but then it's done, right? Well, if you can find a way, if you can work with your joint venture partner, and not only do that, because that's a great way to make a lot of money very quickly, but if you can find a way to then integrate your product into their marketing funnel somewhere, you now have the ability to do a long-term joint venture. This is known as integrated joint venture marketing. Because let's say, for example, I'm trying to think of let's say, for example, that you have a product. Well, heck, let's do this. Let's say you have a product that offers people free advertising. This is going to be the easiest way for me to give you this example because I've been thinking about this myself. I'm coming out with a free advertising training program, and I've been brainstorming just all sorts of different people that I can do joint ventures with, but also where I can do integrated joint venture marketing. So let's say, for example, that somebody is selling a course on how to set up a website for a brand new product, right? So let's say they've created, let's say it's a $500 course on how to set up a website for a brand new product somebody has put together. Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to that company. I'm going to say, look, I've got this course or this training program on how to get free advertising. Now, we can do two things here. Number one, you've already got a list of customers that have got your course on setting up this website. Those people are the perfect clients for this free advertising because they've got the website, they're ready to go, but they need advertising. And what kind of advertising is the best? Free advertising, of course. So I can say, okay, look, we can promote this to your list right now. If it's online, we'll email it to your list. If it's offline, we'll direct mail it to your list. But let's do this joint venture and get it out to everybody on your list right now. So that's the first way we do it. But here's how we do the integrated joint venture marketing. Next, what I'll tell them is, look, I know that after we do this big blast to all your clients, tomorrow you're going to get a new client. And in another week, you're going to have more new clients. And in a month and in the coming years, you're going to have brand new clients who would all be interested in my free advertising training program, but they won't know about it because we just blasted it out to your list one time. What if we could find a way to integrate my offer for your free for my free advertising program into your product? And I might say, okay, well, how would we do that? Well, there's a couple different ways that we can do that. First of all, I can create a free DVD that gives a few ideas about free advertising that you can duplicate. It only costs you $3 to $5 to duplicate that DVD. You offer it as a free bonus with every package that you ship out. So that way, if somebody buys today, tomorrow, next week, next month, or next year, they're going to see that information about free advertising, and on the label of that DVD is going to be your link to my affiliate program for my free advertising training program. So that way, now every client that buys your product can buy the free advertising training program and create that joint venture profit for you. That's how you integrate your joint venture into another company's marketing funnel. And so I want you to go above and beyond just the one-time joint venture, and I want you to really brainstorm how you can integrate your product, your offer, into another company's marketing funnel. You know, who can you contact? What companies are selling to your clients? What companies are selling similar products? What companies are selling complementary products? Where you can go to them and you can ask for them to include information about your product. It might be a simple report. If it's a service, it might be a sample service. If it is, it can be an audio CD, it can be a PDF, it can be a DVD, it can be any of a number of different things. But if it is integrated into their fulfillment, so that every time when a new client or a new customer buys their product, they automatically see information about your product, and anytime they buy that product, you know, a little bit of the money goes back to the company that's promoting you, well, that is a great way for you to get lifetime free advertising. Yes, the one-time big blast where you, you know, when I got those checks for $440,000 in 8 weeks, that was great. But I also like getting a long-term residual income by setting up these integrated joint ventures. And that really is a big secret right there. If you will, every single day, 15 to 30 minutes, look for ways to not only do joint ventures, but to integrate your products, into other people's marketing funnels, into other people's autoresponder series, into other people's PDFs, into other people's everything, you're going to get so much free advertising. It's going to drive people to your opt-in pages, to your websites, to your offers, to your products. You're going to be making more sales, building a bigger list, getting more traffic, making more profits, and it's going to cost you absolutely nothing. The only thing it's going to cost you, really, is a little portion of a sale that is only made because of the free advertising you're getting. You know, I'm more than happy to give up 50, 60, in some cases I've even given up 70% of profit on a product because I know I'm only giving it up if a sale is made. If no sale is made, I don't give up anything. But there's no money initially out of my pocket, and the only money that I pay a joint venture partner isn't really out of my pocket at all. It's out of the client or the customer's pocket, because if they're paying $1,000 in and I'm giving up that 60%, well, it wasn't out of my pocket that I had to give up that 60%. It was the customer who was paying me the money, and I still got to keep the 40%, plus got those beautiful buyer names added to my database that I could market to again and again and again other products. That is a powerful, powerful secret. And please, if you're not already doing that or something similar to it, start doing it today. And I guarantee it can double or quadruple the traffic that you're getting and the sales that you're making by leveraging other people's products, other people's time, their energy, their mailing lists, their money, their staff. I mean, that is a powerful secret. Well, it's been about an hour, and this is probably the perfect timing because I was going to tell you what you could do to get a free copy of the transcripts of this call, because I've given you some real meat and potatoes ideas. I've really given you kind of the best of my free advertising techniques. Now, believe me, I've got tons and tons more that just generate traffic and orders for products like you wouldn't believe, but I wanted to give you some key ones that were big that you could really put into action today. But if you'd like a free copy of the transcripts of this live teleseminar, here's what I'd like you to do. Write down this email address. Are you ready? Grab a pen and something to write on. Write this email address down. It's support@wealthworld.com. You got that? It's support, S-U-P-P-O-R-T, support@wealthworld.com. support@wealthworld.com. Got it? Perfect. Okay, what I would like you to do is simply write a quick testimonial about what you just heard tonight. You know, just give me your feedback. Tell me what you like. Tell me what you love. Tell me what was great. Tell me, you know, just give me some feedback. If you want to wait for a few days or wait for a week or 2 weeks, because it's going to take me some time to get the transcripts of this call, you know, put some of this into action. You can immediately put these ideas into action and get some result back, and then give me your testimonial. But all I ask for you to get a live transcript of this call is to simply email me at support@wealthworld.com and give me your testimonial about, you know, the information that I gave you tonight. What did you like? What did you not like? What, you know, be honest. You know, just tell me exactly the benefit, the value that you got out of tonight's call. And that's all I ask. Like I said before, not here to pitch you anything. I'm not here to sell you anything. I wanted to give you great value tonight because you were willing to spend your 60 minutes with me. And I'd just like to hear back from you and see exactly how you enjoyed it. So, again, that email address is support@wealthworld.com. That's support at wealthworld, WealthWorld.com. That goes directly to my staff. They'll read it. They'll review it. They'll send it on to me. We'll make a list. And also make sure in your email you include your name so that I know that information and any other contact information you want to give me as well. If you just want to give me your name and email, that's great. If you want to give me your name, email, mailing address, phone, fax, you know, GPS location, that's great as well. The more information, the better. And then also, if you wouldn't mind including in your email the permission to use your comments. If you could just write in there somewhere, yes, Jeff, I give you the permission to use these comments. Because what I'd like to ultimately do is when I sell this audio transcript, I'd like to be able to use your testimonial just to promote it. So with that, that's really the end of tonight's call. I hope I gave you a lot of information that you can put into action immediately. And then when you get results, or even if you just enjoyed tonight's call, please email me at support@wealthworld.com. Let me know what you thought about it. Include your name and your contact information, permission to use your comments, and that's it. Once the transcripts are done of the call, I will turn them into a PDF file, and I will email them back to those people who've sent in testimonials, and that's that. So I really, really want to thank you for being on tonight's call. As you can tell, I get very excited about the possibilities of free advertising, and really I just scraped really the bottom of the barrel, really, because there are so many different ways to get free advertising and free marketing where you can make a lot of money, get a lot of traffic, and build your mailing list at absolutely no cost to you. But again, these are the best of the best, and I hope you put them into use. And then I really hope you'll contact me at support@wealthworld.com and let me know how you liked them and the results that you got from them. So with that, I'm going to sign off tonight. Have a great evening, and I hope to talk to you again soon. Thank you much. Bye-bye.
The moderator has disconnected. The call will now end.